This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome into the Lake Show. Trying to clear my throat here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Clearing my throat, I probably need to dabble my eyes with all the tears that have filled it over the course of the last 24 hours. This is one of the worst Minnesota Vikings seasons of my lifetime. And I mean that. This is one of the worst seasons of my lifetime watching my favorite football team. And I'm not talking about record-wise. Because it's not just about the record. This season, it has been a total waste of time. How? It's been a wasted year of watching the quarterback play because there's been no development whatsoever with J.J. McCarthy. It's been a wasted year of Justin Jefferson's prime. He is the best wideout in the National Football League, and we know that in football, once you get to 30, typically it starts to go the other direction. And I'm not trying to sit here and say and predict that Justin Jefferson is going to fall off dramatically, but it's football. Injuries happen. Age is not kind. This is not basketball. This is not baseball. This is football. So a wasted year of Justin Jefferson's prime. Millions of dollars wasted on an offensive line that has struggled from day one. This is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Yeah, we're 4-7. Not the worst record. I don't care. This has been a wasted year. 651-461-9226. Tell me I'm wrong. What can you take away from this year that makes you feel good? Nothing makes me feel good about this season. Nothing. Nothing. So when I look at this, there's nothing but frustration. There's nothing that makes me feel good whatsoever about Minnesota Vikings football. It is yet another Monday of walking into the studio, having to be depressed about the NFL team. Maybe I can talk about the college team. No, I can't do that either. We'll get to the Gophers later on. But this has been bad. There's typically, when we talk about sports teams, we think about silver linings. I don't think that we have one. Earlier today on the Chad Hartman show, when you're talking about people that have achieved or overachieved, Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune mentioned Will Reichert. The kicker. That's it. This has been a total waste, man. And now, shocker, J.J. McCarthy is in concussion protocol. And there's already conspiracy theories about J.J. Oh, they're trying to protect him again. Listen, I don't know that there's any truth to that. There was a play in which he got up slow, and I kind of figured, I can't remember, do you remember what play I'm talking about, Chris? Because there was one where he scrambled around, and I said to myself, because he scrambled to the left, and he came up a little bit slow, and I said to myself,
He looked a little woozy.
I hope he didn't ring his bell. I hope he didn't ring his bell. Yeah. So maybe that was the hit. I'm not going to sit here and go with the conspiracy theory because he needs to play. But am I wrong? Can anybody point to me being wrong about the year that's been wasted of J.J., the year of quarterback play, there's been no development. Now he's in concussion protocol. We'll probably miss time. We'll see what's going on with that. And the millions of dollars that you wasted on an offensive line that isn't good.
Yeah, I think we can be upset about the quarterback play. We can be frustrated that J.J. McCarthy hasn't developed. 4-7 with a quarterback that is making a little bit more progress, you'd feel a little bit better about. But I think when you mentioned all of the outside forces and what the front office tried to do to give him everything that he needed, like you mentioned, you've got Justin Jefferson. You upgraded the offensive line. Like, you went outside of the New England Patriots, you spent the most money in free agency. This was supposed to be there's going to be a learning curve, sure. But we've almost regressed to the point that you see some of those numbers and you're like, okay, numbers are one thing. It's got to pass the eye test. It's not passing the eye test. Like, you look at this, none of this is positive. And, you know, when you're talking about the conspiracy theory, the last thing J.J. McCarthy needs is to miss more time. That's the one thing he needs is time. He needs games. He needs reps. And if he misses, you know, say 2 weeks, and Max Brosmer, you give him something, that's not good for J.J. We might find out more about Max, but ultimately we're not finding out what we need about J.J. To me, Henry, my opinion, you need to know what you have with J.J. McCarthy, good or bad, at the end of this season.
And I want to take some phone calls on this, too. We're getting a bunch of texts into the show, and I'll read those texts here in a few minutes. But I'd love to get a call or two. Because when I look at this, I think that without question, and I said this coming into the year, I know he got an extension, Kwesi's job is on the line. When you draft quarterbacks and quarterbacks don't play well, you get fired. And I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to get fired in year one of an extension, but damn, he hasn't drafted well, and this is blown up in your face. If you're saying who's leaving, Kwesi's definitely leaving before Kevin O'Connell, I believe. I do believe that, because right now, it looks ugly. And maybe I'm putting too much of an emphasis on this particular point, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Why would you draft a quarterback whose mechanics you aren't in love with? Like, all this stuff about, well, we got his foundation and his base and throw. We didn't look at that before? Like, I know that, to me, this comes across as posturing. This comes across as, you know what, there's so many things that are fixable with J.J.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe these things are fixable. But, man, this is a rough look. This is rough.
My question is, have we given KO, and I'm not overreacting here because I want to bring this back to it, but are we overreacting to KOC being the quarterback whisperer with what he did with everybody else? And I say that because you had Kirk, veteran quarterback. You had Sam Darnold, veteran quarterback. You had guys that had a lot of time in the league. You pick J.J. McCarthy. He is your guy. Now, if you see this and you know, like, KOC knows what he needs to do to work on the fundamentals and everything. But if you're teaching this and you're working on this and it's not getting through, is it the messaging with KOC? Is he maybe not who we thought he was? Or is this on J.J. McCarthy just not being able to grasp whatever it is that KOC is telling?
I am going to need the producer of this show to podcast this show from a month ago, because I said over a month ago to anybody out there that would listen, and maybe in the commercial break we'll play the clip from the H&H podcast, me and Ahmad Hicks from Channel 9. I've said this to anybody that would listen, that the quarterback whisperer stuff, all of the quarterbacks that he's had success with are vets. I've been saying this. Will anybody listen? I've been screaming this from the top of my lungs, from the text line, from the 612. I left my super fan party early just so I could hear the fourth quarter on the radio, but I didn't really even pay attention. This offense is horrendous. From the 952, the field goal kicker makes me feel good. From the 507, Henry, I think the Vikings should forfeit the rest of the season in order to put us fans out of our misery. Would you agree? 763, JJ, boy, is way over his head. Not cut out for the big boys. 651-461-9226. We're talking Vikings. We're clearly frustrated. And this is the Lake Show right here on The Good Neighbor.
Rashawn Gary gets there this time and forces an interception. Gary got his hand on it, and Isaiah McDuffie picked it off.
Yeah, another interception, J.J. McCarthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sometimes it's on the offensive line. Sometimes it's on the quarterback holding the ball too damn long. Yeah, it's not been good. The text line went in from the 612. I'm willing to find out what we have in Max Brosmer. We got no choice, I feel like, at this point. Like, it's time.
Well, he's probably going to play this weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
For all intents and purposes, it's Max Brosmer's show.
You get forced into action.
Yeah.
Like Shedeur Sanders. Can he go out there and get a W?
Man, I wish we had someone like a Shedeur Sanders here.
Do you?
No.
Okay, I was about to say. No. I'm not hating on Shedeur Sanders, but I don't think that Shedeur Sanders is going to be that good.
Who had the better day yesterday? I'll hang up and listen.
The 6-1-2, I don't care what anyone says. Pudgy punter guy is balling.
Ryan Wright, baby, 14. Yeah, that dude fills out a uniform.
But this is why I say you got to listen to the show, even when you're the producer of the show. I can tell he doesn't listen. Or,
sorry, what?
You can also check me and Ahmad Hicks from Fox 9. We do a show every single week, okay? And we will be doing our show tomorrow. And it is, I guess you can call it a podcast, but it's actually a video show that we do that ends up getting podcasted because we're like, you know, we're in a studio and we're doing the thing. And they air it on TV as well. It's called the H&H Podcast. And we'll be doing our latest edition tomorrow. But this is what I said about a month ago on the H&H Podcast, Henry Lake and Ahmad Hicks.
With Kevin O'Connell, we trust in him to develop quarterbacks, right? Because mm-hmm. he's the quarterback whisperer. But is he?
Somebody asked that this past weekend.
Is he really the quarterback whisperer? And the reason why I bring this up, all of the quarterbacks that he's helped steer in the right direction are vets.
Mm-hmm.
They've got experience. Kevin O'Connell does not have one guy that is newly minted, a rookie, a young guy that he has put into the mix, and they've been awesome. Not one. It's been all reclamation projects. It's all been vets. That's what it's been.
Now, are we too critical of him right now? Because, I mean, he hasn't had a long time with J.J. McCarthy. He hasn't played ball.
No, but I think the question should be asked.
So I've been asking the question. But diehard Vikings fans don't want to listen. They don't. And this is the thing. I don't want people to try to, because we're past the point of making excuses. Like, if you are saying, oh, it's early, and JJ's just a second-year player, you're making excuses for what you're saying. You are. And I'm not here to make excuses for JJ McCarthy. I know JJ McCarthy's young. But there are so many flaws and there's so many mistakes, you got to call it for what it is. If we are going to sit there and talk about Drake May having a down year last year as a rookie, then you can talk about J.J. McCarthy this year. If we are going to crush Bryce Young in his first year and a half with Carolina, then we can crush J.J. McCarthy. And by the way, Bryce Young has dramatically improved. He's on Monday Night Football tonight, and they're 6-5. The Carolina Panthers are 6-5. Imagine that. And this is the other thing. Once upon a time, we had a second-year quarterback. A guy that didn't play his rookie year, but he started his second year, and he lit the world on fire. And his name was Dante Culpepper. Dante, get your roll on, mm-hmm. Dante Culpepper. So I don't want to sit here and just do the excuse thing for J.J. McCarthy, because you know what? We can't do that.
Yeah, when you're talking about Bryce Young, I was thinking about the trajectory, you know, came out, first-round pick, number one overall, struggled. He had the reset when they benched him for Andy Dalton, and then he came back in when Dalton injured his hand in a car accident, and now, you know, he's, you know, trajectory is going up. I feel like we've already had that reset with JJ when he was out with the ankle sprain. I feel like that was the reset for him, because you had five games off. And now you're going to have probably two more off. Here's my question when you're connecting it to Bryce Young. Bryce Young had that one where he had to sit, look at Andy Dalton, and then he's taking it and not looking back. How many resets does J.J. McCarthy need? Because he's going to have his second in this first year. And your development, I mean, I'm not smart when it comes to this, but I'm pretty sure the development, you can't stop and start and stop and start and stop and start. Like, this has to be a continuous thing. Because my worst fear, Henry, mm-hmm. is kind of what you were talking about to kick off the show, that we get to the end of the season and we're like, what did we accomplish other than wasting a calendar year? We didn't accomplish anything so far this year. Give me something that we can have at the end of 2025 to go into next year. Anything. Give me anything.
I, like, right now, I think that the one thing that Vikings fans want is to, at the end of this year, have something that they can take out of the season that will go into next season that makes them feel good. And right now, I don't have anything. I got nothing. I hate that. I got nothing. Like, do we know if the season was over right now where we would draft?
Oh.
I have to look that up.
I'd say top 10. I know that for sure. Where in the top 10, I don't know. I do not know. But you're right. Like, this is the guy for KOC and Kwesi. I think they are going to do everything in their power to make this work because JJ's your guy.
Has to be. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather and imagine being a couple that bikes the globe literally for over a calendar year. I have a married couple from the Twin Cities that did exactly that. We talk to them next in studio right here on the Lake Show. All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. I'm a diehard when it comes to food and sports and music and many things when we talk hobbies. But I'm not as diehard as my next two guests in studio. Diana and John Munger, they're a married couple from Minneapolis who are diehards when it comes to biking. Avid bikers who get plenty of miles in locally, but this past year they traveled the globe with their biking. And they join me here in studio to talk about this tremendous adventure that they set forth on. John, Diana, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
This is an amazing story. So you guys went on this trip, I'll just say it's a trip, for the last over a year. To give my listening audience a sense or scope of what you both just accomplished, how many total miles did you guys bike?
I think it was about 19,300 miles.
19,300 miles. That's amazing. And the start of your journey biking started where? Here in Minneapolis, correct?
In our driveway.
In your driveway in Minneapolis. And it ended where?
In our driveway.
In your driveway.
We came right back home.
So you went, you left, went the 19,000 miles, whatever, there and back. What was the specific reason why you wanted to do this, or was it just because you guys love to bike so much?
Well, I think we love to bike so much, but then John just like 3 or 4 years ago was like, I think we should bike around the world. I was like, what? I thought he was joking. And then we just kind of played around with the idea more and more, and then it just kind of took root, and then it kind of happened.
John?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean...
That's how I remember.
So was it a joke
it?
At first, or was it like, were you serious from the jump?
No, yeah, we were serious. I mean, you know, we've gone on bicycle tour type things, like 2 or 3 days, you know, since we were 20 years old, together. And this just was like, hey, this is something. Our kids were starting to age out of the house, so here's an opportunity, and let's take it while we're still young.
So, Diana, so hold on.
Well, we're not young. While we're not too old.
So, hold on, Diana. So, when he said that, did you take it as him joking, or did you?
I kind of thought it was a joke, and okay. Then I was like, wait, but I'm working. I have a job. You know, we've got a lot of responsibilities. It's just how long will this take? And he said 1 to 2 years. I said, that's a big range.
That is a big range. So we're talking
a lot of logistics.
That first came up. You said 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
Probably about three, right?
Probably 4 years ago it first came up. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was probably a post-COVID thing.
Okay, so the idea came up, but how long in advance did you have to plan this out ahead of time in terms of actually, like, when you said no, we're actually going to do this, we have to plan this out.
Yeah, I mean, the planning, it's funny. I think people think of it as like, where are you going to bike each day type things. That wasn't really the planning. The planning was, what's going to happen to our house? You know, how do we get the bills paid? And
how do we rent the house? What are we going to do with it? What am I going to do with my job? Will I have a job to come back to? Our family?
Yeah, and that was probably a year and a half of kind of getting the groundwork laid. Mm-hmm.
This entire story is just amazing because as much as I like to do anything physical, I don't know that I would take an entire over a year, calendar year, to bike, run, whatever. But you guys, you are diehard. You love it. You're physically fit. And like you mentioned, you said you wanted to do this. You both enjoy biking. And you said you wanted to do – did you put a timeline on when you wanted to try to get this done by a certain age? And the reason why I say it is because I'm following up. You mentioned you said you wanted to do this while you felt like you could actually get it done.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's a window, right? I mean, we have two girls, and they're both theoretically out of the house right now, you know, mm-hmm. college or graduated. But, you know, so you have that window opens, but, you know it's going to close 5 or 10 years from sometime.
Yep.
We know friends that, you know, 6 months after they retired, they're done, you know, for various reasons. And so, you know, the window, who knows how small it is.
Yeah. John and Diana Munger joining me here in studio on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. Did you put yourself on any sort of budget with regards to this trip?
We thought of it as roughly $200 a day, which was super easy to do in Mexico, say, or parts of Central America where you can
Guatemala, Nicaragua. I mean, we were like probably under $20 or $30 a day on some of those with lodging and food.
Mm-hmm. On some of those days, yeah. But then it gets more challenging in other parts like Spain and France,
Europe,
or whatever.
The UK, London.
Yeah. But so you didn't – we tried not to get too strict about it every day because – otherwise, you'd get all stressed out, like, oh, gosh, you know, today we're spending $270, you know. But over the whole year, we did pretty well on that.
So how many different countries did you visit or travel to?
40 countries.
40 countries.
Bike through 40 countries. And how many, continents? How many continents?
Well, we touched on four or five. Let's see. North America, South America. We were in Morocco, so a little kiss of Africa, Europe, and then we were through Turkey, and so a little kiss of Asia, and then North America again.
You know, it's so funny because how many people knew that you guys were going to go on this adventure before you actually did? How many people did you tell? Because, John, you didn't tell me. And this is the way that I found out about it, right? This is the crazy way that I found out, because me and John are friends. Is that I reached out to John. I'm like, text in, no reply. Text in, no reply. Call, no reply. Then I call a mutual friend of ours after like a couple of months. I'm like, have you talked to Munger? Because he's not responding to my text or phone calls. Oh, he's traveling around the globe. That's why he's going to voicemail. So how many people did you let know in advance? Because I clearly wasn't one of them.
Well, I mean, we let people know to some degree. But, yeah, I mean, we didn't make a press release or anything like that, you know. And I didn't send a mass text, but probably a mass email. You must be more of a texter than an emailer, I'm guessing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Was there some sort of crazy emergency plan that you guys came up with just in case that you ran into a few hiccups? And were there any hiccups?
There were hiccups for sure. crazy. We talked to insurance people a bunch. You know, one of the things that we fall back on in a lot of things in life is Diana's a physician. She's a great physician. So, you know, she, before we ever left, she was like, we need to take these.
I took a lot of medicines, prescriptions. We got a lot of vaccines. Hmm. But it was funny. We were talking to some friends, and some of them were like, as we were going through Latin America, like, had mentioned getting kidnapping insurance.
Really?
Yeah, that we should think about getting. It's actually a thing. And I was like, well, what do they do if you get kidnapped? Do they go after you, or do they pay your ransom? What is this insurance? In any case, we didn't do it, and it didn't happen to us. So anyway, but it's just interesting how many people come up with things if there's an emergency or anything. But luckily, we never had that. And we thought we could, you know, in this day and age, you can always, like, get on a plane almost from anywhere.
Yeah.
And get out if someone got sick at home or if we got sick.
During the course of the year, did you get sick at all? I mean, did you come down with, like, a cold? Was there anything that ever came up where you, like, it made it really hard for you to travel on whatever given day?
Not much. We didn't get the flu. We didn't really – I mean, we didn't even get a cold, really, because we were just with each other and then biking. Maybe a mild stomach bugs, but not in Mexico or Central America where you would think – I think it might – maybe in Ireland for me. But
yeah, you were sick a little in Ireland. But let me just be clear on one thing. I mean, okay. Diana does not believe in getting sick.
So, you know, she's had no choice in the matter.
No, not really. Yeah, she's like, okay, well, I'm not feeling well. I guess I'll take some ibuprofen, and then I feel better, and I'm still going to bike my 70 miles or whatever it is.
I don't think we ever actually really ever took a full day off of biking for illness, actually.
No.
Yeah, no. We still almost made our goal every day.
That's insane.
Yeah, and no real injuries either.
Any superstitions that you have with regards to biking? And the reason why I ask is because professional athletes, they'll have things that they do before every single game. Like Marshawn Lynch, he would eat Skittles before every single football game. Michael Jordan, he wore the same boxers underneath his – seriously, underneath his jersey his entire career for the Chicago Bulls. He had like – I think it was like some Carolina whatever – that he wore every single – and he was, you know, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. Anything that you would eat or prepare or do every single day?
No, not really. But John has a very fast metabolism, and if he does not eat very regularly, it's a bad thing. So we had to make sure we had to eat, like, every couple hours, and we always would have to have breakfast. We'd make a plan the night before about where – usually we would kind of cook a breakfast or get a breakfast and then kind of cobble together a picnic lunch and then a formal dinner. But it was very important to keep John fed and well hydrated.
Just to be clear, Henry, if you were on the trip, you would have needed to eat a lot too. I mean, you know, Diana runs on nuclear power, so she, you know, she thinks it's like exceptional that you have to eat every couple hours while you're biking, you know. But for normal people, you have to eat.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're talking to John and Diana Munger, joining us in studio, a couple from Minneapolis that biked over 19,000 miles. They left the Twin Cities, in September of 2024, returned in October of this year in 2025, and they're here in studio on the Lake Show. How did both of your daughters react when you told them what you were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they were okay with it. I think they were a little nervous and, you know, what could happen to mom and dad.
I think I remember Ellie saying something like one of her friends or another person asking her, were you really surprised? And she's like, no, this is the kind of thing my parents do, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, our younger one, is off in college. And Ellie, the older one, actually rented our house with three of her friends.
Which worked out wonderfully.
Which worked out great. But that meant that Lauren got booted out of her room. So that she was a little upset about that, like losing her, you know, the whatever, family home.
So let me ask this question. Outside of biking, runners?
Yeah.
Runners? Because John and Dinah, you're part of the Berkey. Like you guys have participated in the Berkey. So you're outdoors individuals. How many marathons have you ran? Have you ever ran a marathon?
I've probably run 7 or 8, I think.
7 or 8?
I probably run around that much, too.
Okay, all right.
Maybe 10?
Reason why I ask that is because you see these stories about people running a marathon or leading up to a marathon, how they train. For this was 19,000 miles, but you did have one very small, small is relative to how you want to look at it, but you did kind of have a test run. Tell me a little bit about that.
The year before the trip, when we already kind of had this in our head, we managed to get a couple weeks off, and we biked to Toronto. And, you know, it was about 1,000 miles, about 2.5-3 weeks we spent on that trip.
And the year really before, we biked to Chicago from home.
Yeah. First to Chicago, then the next year to Toronto, and then the next year was the big one.
Yeah. More to, like, figure out our gear and how much to carry and what would work and what didn't work. Solar panels didn't work. Cell phone carriers, equipment, that kind of thing. Tents, how we would carry the tents, the sleeping bags, the sleeping pads.
How would you say this trip was different than it would have been if you did it 30 years ago?
Well, I mean, 30 years ago, you wouldn't have really been able to connect with people. I mean, I don't know. That was right around when long-distance calls were still long-distance calls. Remember that? I mean, I would have been calling you Collect or something, you know, and it would have cost like $75 to call home for a couple of days, right? Now, you know, you're basically just completely connected.
WhatsApp, text.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and we had, you know, a blog that we did, so and Strava, Diana does, so people were able to follow us every day.
Well, the other huge difference, I think, is really just having phones now. I mean, we used to use maps 20 years ago when we were, and then, you know, the Lonely Planet travel guides, those have gone out the window. We just look everything up online, book things through Booking, find campgrounds on Google Maps.
Yeah, you got Google Maps and GPS and stuff now.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, it was
crazy.
Rand McNally, actual like
exactly.
Paper.
Tear up the maps as we went through a country, tear up the book, you know.
You can't even buy a map, no.
Yeah, I know, which is very unfortunate. That kind of breaks my heart. I'm a Barnes & Noble
guy. We
tried
to buy maps, and we couldn't buy maps. It was crazy.
That's insane. You did mention, in terms of like documentation, you guys do have a blog. I think it's awesome. The website, ourventures.bike. Tell us a little bit about the blog.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something that we put together to help, you know, our friends and family kind of follow along on the trip and throw in comments and whatever, and also help us kind of remember things. And it, as it turns out, I kind of have learned to love writing, so it was fun to do. And Diana's a great editor, and we kind of
it was a good way to keep connected with everybody. So if like they could called or talked to them, they knew what we were doing. You'd have to give the whole spiel like, oh, now we were in Morocco and now we had Tangine, or, you know, it just was like everybody was it stayed connected to us, and we were able to connect with our family and friends as well through the blog, which was great.
I love it. I love how, like, when you go to ouradventures.bike, it says Diana and John's biking adventures, a middle-aged couple takes on the world. I love that. I love that. All right, so the final question, and then we'll let you go. had going on this trip helped you connect with people here in Minnesota?
It was funny. I mean, just today we were driving back from Duluth. We stopped in Toby's in Hinkley, if you know the place. And I saw a guy with a Michigan sweatshirt on. So I asked him, you know, are you a University of Michigan guy?
Wolverines.
Yeah, Wolverines. Yeah, and it turned out that he was from Slovakia. And we were, I was like, we were like, oh, we biked through there a couple months ago. What? And, you know, we had a great connection with him because, you know, nobody goes to Slovakia, you know. So.
Here is Hinkley in Minnesota, and he's like, you were in Bratislava, you know, my hometown.
Yeah. But we were, you know, we made connections like that all around the world. You know, people are awesome. All, you know, every country we went through.
Was it in Romania where we met that young lady that had done a rotation in Winona, Minnesota, and loved the U.S.
I was in Serbia, yeah.
Yeah, in Serbia. A young, she had done a high school rotation in Winona, Minnesota, and was like thrilled to see us and told us how much she loved Minnesota.
That's
it was
awesome.
Just so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I just thank both of you for coming in the studio talking about this. I think it's tremendous. It's amazing that you guys were able to accomplish this. No doubts in my mind that you would get this accomplished, but next time you do something like this, just give me a heads up, please. Diana and John Munger joining us here in studio. Best wishes and continued success.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks for having us.
Final segment of Hour 1 coming up next. Well, I think that John and Diana, they said to me in passing as they were leaving the studio that now it's on Chris Tubbs and his wife to partake in traveling all over the globe, biking 19,000 miles. You're on the clock.
Yeah, I must have interpreted.
I'm not on the clock because I'm not married. So they said they need another married couple to partake in this. So now it's on you, Chris.
That's weird because I must have missed that part of the conversation.
You weren't listening.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, what? Oh, you're talking about hiking? Something?
Biking.
Dude, 19,000 miles. That's incredible.
It's incredible.
I mean, and you think about, I'm trying to think about all the logistics. Like, okay, you got your bike, you're going to go to, you know, to the airport, and then you just get on your bike and you just bike. Like, do you know where you're going? I mean, do you have everything all mapped out? Like, it's just, it's such a fascinating idea of how it came to be.
I mean, just think about that for a second, people. And go to their webpage, ourventures.bike. Ourventures.bike.
And I'll put the link in the podcast.
Yep. Diana and John's biking net adventures, a middle-aged couple takes on the world. They literally left Minneapolis in September of 2024, went and ventured out and biked all over the world and biked all the way back to their home. And it ended up being over 19,000 miles. That's just, I can't even wrap my head around.
Yeah, that doesn't even seem. That doesn't even seem real. It doesn't seem like a real number when you're talking about it.
And my body barely even holds up when I go to Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, you poor physical specimen, Lake.
I'm dead serious.
Oh.
No, I'm not a physical. Like, when I sit here and look.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the spots they went to. And you see Albania, Colombia, Costa Rica, Croatia, Austria,
and you're
Arkansas,
and you're,
Ecuador.
You threw Arkansas in the middle of all.
I know it's all listed.
No, but I mean, in the middle of all of those countries, you just randomly threw in Arkansas. What I think is cool is that you're going on this, but you're going to see parts that nobody else is going to see because you're doing it differently. You know, it's not like the touristy hotspots. You're going to see some of the real part of the country. And to me, that's pretty cool because, I mean, that is literally something that nobody else is doing.
Unbelievable. It really is. All right, coming up next, we're struggling with our football team, but our hockey team is red hot. Red hot. The Minnesota Wild, winners of 5 consecutive. We're going to talk to Jesse Pierce on the Bar Down Beauties podcast. She joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.